Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Suzanne, and we have a really exciting show tonight in regards to nursing homes and how we can actually one day not have them anymore. Maybe accessible housing would be a really good idea to, you know, step in the direction of having people long-term in a place where they are comfortable, like home. Well, this week I also had a little bit of a problem. I was in the hospital, and I could have really used my aid there. Between just everything was just absolutely horrible. I had people, you know, coming in and, you know, interrupting what would be private moments that I needed to, you know, do. And I had a toilet commode that was outside the bathroom because I couldn't fit in the bathroom with a wheelchair. It just was a mess. I mean, I'll explain a little bit further as we go along with this show. But first, I'd like to, you know, do one advertisement, and that happens to be Able News. Okay, here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Okay. I have a subtitle placed in for this particular nursing home show, and I'd like to read it to everybody and anybody who has had any experiences with hospitals, nursing homes, and have actually, you know, could have used the help of their home health aide, please call in. The number is 213-816-1650. And it's about all hospitals and nursing homes should allow aides in their facility to provide, you know, help to their patients that they take care of every single day. And when I mentioned this to my aide, she was more than ecstatic to want to do that. So, and to help people and help me, for that matter. I would have not gone through half the stuff this week that I went through if it was for my aide being there. So I'd like to introduce our co-host, and that is Frank, and here he comes. Inner Sight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Inner Sight. And every program we do from now on is donated to the, not donated, but...
in memory.
In memory of Milton, the guide dog who was killed last summer at the Guide Dog Foundation. And you can see the show tonight on Milton. If you go to MNN.org and click in... The Spirit Channel, Channel 3. Check out Milton and the show. The day for Milton is now a reality coming up. It's May 19th at the brewery Belport Hall in Belport, New York. And we're getting a big response from people, and we really appreciate that. And it's going to be a glorious day.
Yeah.
For a dog who deserves it. A day for Milton. So that's May 19th. Write it down on your calendar. You don't need any money to get there.
No.
You bring your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Honor Milton. And we'll, as we get the program together, we'll put it out here. And we have two confirmed speakers already. It's from 11 to 2, May 19th, at the brewery of Belport Hall in Long Island. And tonight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock. Don't miss the program on Milton, The Murder of a Guide Dog. Tonight at 11. Yeah. Tonight at 11, ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org. Click on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, and you'll find the show. I want to, there's a lot of people to thank, but let's, this is our nursing home show.
Yes.
And I think hospitals and nursing homes should really be ashamed of themselves for not providing help that is there and already paid for.
That's right.
This makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're asking to go out and raise millions and millions of dollars. The home health aid money is there already.
They haven't already been paid for, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So they're still preventing home health aides from coming into the nursing homes and the hospitals. And, you know, if they try to say, well, we're not doing it, if you're not doing it, then why don't you stand up with us at a news conference and let everybody know that you want it?
That's right.
And push it through.
That's right.
Believe me, the multi-billion dollar hospitals in this country and the nursing homes, if they wanted to, they could get people to help in their facilities. And people wouldn't have to struggle and be humiliated like
That's
you
right.
were.
Yes, very much so.
The last week or so.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. Did you tell people
Not
what
all
happened?
Of it. I told part of it. So as I started, I could tell the whole story. I mean, I was in there. Well, I have Bell's palsy from, you know, they said from a virus. But that did not, God bless you, that did not, what do you call, mean that I would, you know, you just can't see out of the two eyes that you have. Doesn't mean that, you know, now nobody else could see you. You're invisible, you know. So what I ended up experiencing was really uncalled for. They would have the curtain open and have me, you know, I was so tired that I fell asleep on the toilet commode that they put on the outside of the bathroom because I couldn't fit in the bathroom. Now, this is a hospital. For God's sakes, have, you know, where you can go in and out of the bathroom with decency and respect. No, I wake up in the middle of the night, and there I am, sitting on the commode with the door wide open and the, you know, the lights on, everything. So I was really mortified, honestly. I never, ever, you know, had that happen to me that way. I mean,
now what,
I don't know.
What would happen normally if you had the wheelchair mm-hmm. and a place, a restroom was accessible? What would... Just give us
well,
a quick
I would
description.
Transfer. Yeah, I would transfer from my wheelchair.
You'd be able to get in, first of all.
Right, first of all, yeah. Get in right. the toilet, transfer over to the toilet commode like everybody else, use the facilities, and come
You'd
out.
Be able to lock the door, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You need privacy,
and
for
you'd,
God's
you'd
sake.
You'd be
I was
secure
so
and safe, and you'd be able to use the facilities.
Like a normal human being. Isn't that a great thing to think about one of these days?
Yeah. Now, even if a place wasn't accessible, as this place right. wasn't, if you had your aide there...
That's right.
Well, what would have happened then?
Okay. My aide, first of all, would have said, is there an accessible toilet anywhere on this floor that my patient can use? Because I don't deem it safe in her room, because there was no, and I mean, there was a light grab bar on the wall. I tried to take a picture of it while I was sitting on the toilet commode, but I couldn't do that. It was
just part,
and I only saw part of it, but
Your phone is going in and out.
Oh, sorry, is that better?
You got to hold it in one place.
Yeah, I know. I figured that much. But when
right
I get
there.
Excited about, right there, yeah. When I get excited about this, I guess I move around a little.
It's all right to get excited, but you got to be heard.
That's right. Anyway, so, I mean, what would have happened is she would have asked for a real bathroom that I could use so I would be safe. If that wasn't available, she would tell them to take the commode and shove it with a sundial to try and get me another room. You know, that's what she would have said. Get her
right.
another room that's accessible. And if there's no room that's accessible, then I guess the last choice would be the toilet commode, which I wasn't too keen about. It was very shaky, you know, and I had to use it. I had no choice in a manner.
Well, she could have helped you get in, maybe.
Yeah.
With a walker.
Or a wheelchair.
Yeah.
A smaller wheelchair.
Locked the door
they
behind
had
you and stayed in.
Yeah.
She'd have to stay in there with you.
Yeah, of course, because it was
to
a
make
small.
Make sure that you were.
Yeah. Safe.
You were safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel safe whenever I go to the hospitals. I really don't. On many.
Boy,
many,
that's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be a good place, supposed to help you.
That's right.
And you don't feel safe there.
No, not with accessibility. No.
You know,
they're
you know the best thing you can do? Don't go to them anymore.
Well, here's the catch.
Stay away
from those
damn places.
I wish the emergencies that I experience would be able to be treated by alternative medicine, because I've been trying all my life working on traditional medicine, and it hasn't worked.
It could be, but the medical profession won't allow it.
I know. So what do I do when I'm really seriously ill?
You got to learn how to do it on your own.
Well,
that's the only other thing
yeah.
you can do.
Yeah, eventually I'll learn how to do it on my own.
You
got
to learn how to do it on your own.
Yeah, but I have to go little by little getting the poison out of my system, otherwise I could get very sick. So
oh, you got to get it. You've been taking that stuff a long time. You got to get it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I found something on, now, I know you like Dr. Berg, so I'm going to mention him. I found something, it's called a liver cleanse, and I'm going to do it. You know, I need
yeah.
a cleanse every once in a while. And that liver has been taxed, it needs it, you know. So I'm going to get
oh,
that
yeah.
next time I order. Yeah. It's crazy,
so,
I just got to say.
That's the situation, and... You know, with the AIDS not being allowed in.
That's right.
And it happens to
all
people every day, what happened to you.
That's right. Exactly.
Every day, all over this country.
That's right.
You know, and I'm sure in many parts of the world.
Yeah.
You know,
very much so.
The politicians, here's another form of wasting money. The politicians put money out for the home health aides, right? But that money goes to waste if a person has to go to a hospital or a nursing home.
That's true.
It's not being utilized.
That's right.
And that is a great blow against the taxpayers and an
yeah.
insult
right.
to taxpayers, I believe.
Yeah.
To allow that to happen. By the way, if you're in Manhattan tonight at 11,
mm-hmm.
We're on three different channels.
Yes, we are.
The 1997 Verizon Files 35 and RCN 84.
That's correct.
And if you're outside of Manhattan, you can click us on the... see the story of Milton the guide dog. Click us on Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org and the Spirit Channel, Channel 3 at 11 tonight. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help. Let's see, what else? Nobody starves on Long Island. You want to get dog food, cat food, check them out. Call my buddy Gary, 631-484-7000. 3085. And you don't have to pay for the food. If you need that kind of help, give Gary a call. He does it as a volunteer to help people. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, our ally now in the day for Milton on the 19th of May out here in Bellport, New York. I want to thank SILO for their email today confirming that Jose Delgado will be one of the speakers.
Oh, great.
At the day for Milton. And I want to thank Jill for orchestrating the website for us, letting people know when the show is on tonight at Manhattan Neighborhood Network. It's at 11 o'clock. And if you get it on the Internet, you go mnn.org, Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So check it out. All right, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And thank you so much. Hey, we got the Third Eye Insight. If you want to stay in shape, Devin Fernandez, call the Third Eye Insight, 445-3464, and learn how to defend yourself and feel good. 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. All right.
Okay. We have a couple of callers, so I'd like to mention...
Would you call me Chris?
Number. No. Did I?
I thought you did. My name is Frank.
I didn't. I'm...
But anyway. All right.
Chris is my husband, ladies and gentlemen.
let me just... mention Shelby's Kitchen, my dear friends Tom and Michelle. And Michelle's the lady who lost the dog. Milton.
I feel so bad. Yeah.
631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. One of the participants in, of course, the day for Milton. May 19th at the Bellport Hall. In Bellport, New York. And what do you say, we have a caller?
We have two, but both of them haven't chimed in yet, so I'm going to say, if you'd like to speak, just press 1.
All right. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We honor them and we remember them. All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else we got? Did you play the Able News earlier?
Yeah, I did.
You did, all right.
Get it out of our way.
We got the Able News in there.
Yes, I did.
Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them. Olga Murray will be another speaker at the day for Milton. She's a former assistant district attorney in Suffolk County. And she is outraged that Milton's killer got off so easy.
Yeah, she really
did. She's
going
to talk about that and possible remedies, and we're going to invite the politicians,
oh boy,
whether they'll come or not or say something is another story, but
yeah,
they're going to be invited.
That's right.
All right, we'll get to all of them. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And, you know, the best way to protect somebody in a nursing home,
mm-hmm,
if they have to be there until such time that we are able to turn them into accessible housing, best way is to have them with their aide. their home health
aide
that they know, you know, somebody they know, somebody they understand, somebody who respects them, and vice versa. That is the best kind of protection, to help the person eat, you know, help them keep clean, good hygiene. How can you get well? Now, going back, we're switching back and forth. Going back to the hospital.
Right.
How can you be expected to get well when you can't take a shower for a week or more?
Oh, it was.
I mean, look at all the bacteria. Excuse me. Look at all the bacteria that builds up on your body.
Yeah.
That can cause you illness. Now, what were you saying?
It was 12 days, basically,
12
without
days.
A shower. Yeah.
12 days without a shower. I mean, what is that? That's like punishment.
It is.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like being in combat.
Right. And they give you these body wipes. They don't do you any service at all. And
body wipes.
That's body wipes. Yeah.
That can make it worse.
That's right. And the reason why I stayed so long is all of a sudden I came up with a urinary tract infection that was almost going septic. So, I mean, just the fact of that alone, you should let me take a shower, for God's sake. The doctor says to me, the one for the hospital, not my doctor, he says to me, oh, why not just take it at home? Because I'm going to be here a while. Oh, God.
Why not just take it at home?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to take it at home, but you like to take a shower when you need it.
Exactly.
Which to me is every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. When you're in a nursing home, it's twice a week you're supposed to get it, according to the law. But let me tell you, I used to go in every single day and go into the shower, and they used to argue with me, you got it yesterday. I'm like, I don't care. I'll do it on my own. Leave me alone.
That's the law,
that's what
twice
I did.
A week?
Yeah, twice a week.
What a horrible law that is.
Yeah. I think it's a law. I don't even know. I have to look into it further. But
a rule, regulation, probably.
Yeah, exactly. More like a regulation.
Probably a regulation.
Yeah.
Well, you
why
see,
will
now,
the
this
nursing
is,
homes? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. This is another reason why the money that's there for the home health aide should be under the supervision of the disabled person themselves.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had that money in an account for your aide, you would be able to have your aide with you.
That's right.
You see how that works?
Yeah, I see how that works. Loud and
but you
clear.
Know, you know what the bottom line is? They want you to go to a nursing home.
That's it.
They don't want you to go home.
Survive.
Because
that's
if they
right.
did, they would do something about this. Doesn't that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Of course it does. If you want to keep a person from going from a nursing home, you set up a situation where they have their aid, and then you see how this person can manage to go back home. See?
Yeah.
But they don't want that, these hospitals
they
and
really
these nursing
don't.
Homes.
Nope.
They want you to go in that nursing home so they can get your money, or you go to rehab and then transfer you to a nursing home.
Right. No, you're in the same nursing home, right? But they, you know, they you actually go from one floor to the next floor. And you could see the vast difference when you go from a regular, you know, rehabilitation floor to the long-term floor. They used to have it so much heat that I used to just melt every single time. You know, I had to stay out of my room because it was very hot. And if you have a hot situation, those bacteria are just going to multiply. You know, I just don't get why people...
Certain bacteria, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the solution. You know,
mm-hmm.
make that money available to the people directly. So if they have to go to a hospital, they can pay the aid.
That's right. You know,
and make sure that they have help.
That's right.
The help that they need, the help that would be available to everyone else who's so-called able-bodied.
That's right.
That's what an aid does.
Mm-hmm.
An aid is supposed to make you able-bodied in a different way.
That's right.
That's really what it's about. And if you don't have that, you're in trouble, because now you're at the mercy of two nurses or whatever running around for 50 people.
Yeah, at least. And they feel bad, from what I hear, and they go, if they stay in a room too long, they're told that they have to get out of that room and go to the next room.
Yeah, well, they feel bad, but you know what? That's not good enough.
Well, I'm glad that my my aide is working in a nursing home, and she said that we all called the union and said there has to be at least a minimum of one person to six people, not one person to almost 100. You know, that's crazy.
Wow.
You know?
What
and
they really ought to do is join within a site.
Yeah.
And let's have a news conference, you know, over the summer. We'd like to have a news conference and tell how this situation could be remedied.
That's right.
And let the nurses tell it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what needs to happen here. Because people are totally neglected. And you know who else is the fall? We did this show a few weeks ago. The Adult Protective Services.
Oh, yes.
Because
stick
people in there, but they don't stay in there with them to make sure they're protected, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't do a damn thing about that.
That's
and they
right.
won't do a damn thing about getting the aids into the facilities.
Nope.
I mean, where are they?
Terrible.
Isn't that not being protected when you have to lay in your own waste for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Or you can't get in the bathroom and you're trying to get in? I wonder how many people tried to get in the bathroom in the last 2 years who were disabled and fell and got hurt.
Oh, I know a friend who that happened to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get statistics on that.
Yeah, she broke her hip.
Yeah, but they don't keep statistics on that.
No, they don't. Mm-mm.
See? They don't want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Inner Sight says to people out there, if you're being neglected like this, don't pay them. Cut the money off.
That's right.
Don't
if you can do
pay
it,
them.
Do it. That's right.
That's what should be done. And if you need somebody to help you fight it, call us.
Yeah, we will.
We'll fight it. But I would not pay people who don't give you equality.
That's true.
It's really horrendous what is happening in this country. And one of the politicians who is supposed to run against Trump.
Oh, jeez.
Against Biden, that is. You know, they want to put Trump out. He says politicians have to be progressive.
Yeah.
A new generation. You know. Well, I hope part of that is to get rid of these stupid nursing homes.
I hope.
Because that's ruining a lot of lives, I'll tell you.
It's killing a lot of people, if you really want me to tell you what's going on. It's killing a lot of people. And when we made a petition at one point, and we said that nursing homes kill people. They didn't like it. So we thought of other ways to help people.
Yeah, they don't like that strong language, but
no, they
it's
don't.
True.
It's very true.
And, you know, how many people other than the people that go into the nursing homes, how many people attached to those people have suffered, and many of whom have become homeless because now they don't have the income of the person who went into the nursing home. How about that?
That's right. Yeah. My mother.
So they're ruining people's lives in more ways than one.
My mother, she had my dad's income, and then she was in that, like a assisted, not assisted, it was like a Section 8 housing complex, and she waited 3 years for that complex, and then they said to me, if you don't, you know, take her out of here and put her in a nursing home, we're going to hold you liable. What? Is what I said, actually. I didn't know what else to say. I was floored, is a good word for that, you know?
Oh, you should have said, go ahead. I dare you.
Yeah, they would have.
And put it all over the newspapers.
They would have taken it. Yeah,
know?
I know.
Maybe people would have raised the money to keep her out.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But
sure.
When you're in the mess of things, you don't realize it, you know?
Anyway, InterSight 213-816.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Continue.
213-816-1650. The phone number here and the show tonight, our nursing homes, these horrible places that we don't need.
That's right.
Let's see. I want to say hello to a couple of friends in Manhattan, my lawyer friends, David and Audra Ross, 212-425-1020, and we salute Dave's mom, Eleanor, who passed away recently.
Aww.
All right, InterSight. And once again, we are having a day for Milton, May 19th, at the brewery Belport Hall in Long Island, 14 Railroad Street, I think it is.
Railroad Street? I thought it was Station.
Is it a Station?
Station.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
14 Station. Is it Station Street or Avenue? Do you know?
I thought it was Road, but I got to look it up now.
Station Road, all right.
Yeah, well, let me look it up.
From 11 to 2, and I want to thank, I don't even know who the gentleman's name is who donated this hall, but.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, ma'am.
Exactly.
I certainly will get their name, and you can be sure we'll put it on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And on every show. All right, so that's May 19th, and that happens to be Michelle Krupa's, the woman who lost the dog, her birthday.
Aww.
May 19th.
I'm 2 days off from that, and I'm May 17th is my anniversary.
All right.
Yeah.
InterSight, and, you know, addressing these problems, you know, over the years, I've never heard anyone address these problems in this way with these nursing homes. You know, it's always been more money, more money, more money.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
What would more money do if the places are still there?
That's right.
So turning them into accessible housing is a way of doing something good with them and something positive. You know, instead of trying to improve, you know, there are certain things in this life that you cannot improve.
That's right.
You got to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Nursing homes are one of them.
Yeah.
But you can't improve it by one thing. If the owner wants to make it accessible housing and help us with our plan, then why not? They could do that.
Well,
they have the right.
Don't hold your breath.
I know, but I'm just, you know, throwing it out there because,
you
really need people to start thinking that way and start, you know, getting people to, you know, help and stuff like that in that manner.
Well, we need the politicians
say,
hey, we've wasted enough money. We've burdened enough people.
Mm-hmm.
Let the agencies raise the money. Let's see how these people can do.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. Try
Definitely.
It.
Yeah.
You know?
What,
try it with a couple
nothing.
Of nursing homes.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you
and
got
they
to
know
lose?
The population of the nursing homes have dramatically been reduced. So they know that too. And they know what the situation is. So I'm very surprised if they won't choose to do something like that. Because that is, well, I'm not surprised about anything.
Yeah, that's good it's been reduced. So if nobody goes to them, you don't need them anymore.
I hope so.
Do something good with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's show is, the title is Why a Day for Milton.
That's true.
Tomorrow night. I think it's very appropriate that we do a show like that after running it international tonight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, Spirit Channel 3 at 11 o'clock. And then tomorrow at 9:30 on Long Island, it'll be local again.
Yeah,
and the YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, is coming up, is being processed. All right, so we are moving forward.
Yes.
I spoke with Eyewitness News today, and they're interested in a day for Milton, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I left a message for my friend at the Associated Press, who's
Hyde,
New York editor, you know, to watch the show. And if you miss it tonight, it's on again next week. And the week after.
We did a whole month.
So,
which is good.
And the next program we're going to do at Cable will be with my dear sister, Michelle.
Yeah.
I promised her, and I'm going to keep my promise.
I agree.
So we'll have her on to talk about her Milton. And let the world know to remember. We will not let the world forget Milton.
No, no.
That's why
he was an innocent dog, and they did that to him. He was doing his job, period.
Yeah.
And doing it right, and they took it away from Michelle. That was horrible. Horrible. That dog didn't even need to be there, in my eyes. Just a few corrections,
well, I
and he would have been back.
He shouldn't have been there.
That's right.
They should have been where he was.
That's right.
See, that's why you need a law.
I know.
You can't disagree with these people and be serviced.
That's the problem. And I have a feeling that because I disagreed with them, that's why the very next day, the manager of, you know, the Guide Dog Foundation, he gave me a call and said, oh, I'm sorry, that program has been discontinued. Then 2 weeks later, I get a request for money. I'm like, huh? I'm not paying you anything.
Well, you know, they lie all the time.
Yeah, for the very same program. I mean, and they get away with it. That's even worse. You know?
Anyway, so check the show out tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org, MNN.org,
correct,
on the Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel for you computer folks.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, so nursing homes have to go. Hospitals are all
right
to a degree.
Yeah.
You know.
But they still send you to nursing homes when they can't find another, like, you know, home or the Adult Protective Services comes in, whatever it is. Whatever the initiating factor is, they still, you know, are very responsible for putting people in nursing homes and also, you know, for, quote, physical therapy. That wears out too quickly, and you're in there permanently. And that really bothers
me. Because you don't have the money
mm-hmm.
to go home.
That's right.
You know, even if you have relatives
mm-hmm.
who want to help you, you know,
yeah.
they're very limited most of the time.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
should still have the money that's supposed to be there to get you an aid and to give you the whatever hours you need to be safe.
That's right.
In your own home.
Yeah.
And
I
the
mean,
agency should be helping. What?
I have 10 hours for a very good reason. And then when I go to these freaking hospitals, that 10 hours is not even utilized. So it's like they say, oh, that's double dipping. I hate that term anyway. But it's not. I'll tell you why. If you consider six people to one aide.
Double dipping? Helping, is that why you couldn't get into the bathroom?
That's right. Oh, you make me laugh.
Where's the double?
That.
Where's the double?
Where's the dip?
I know where the dipping was when you had an accident with the commode. There's the dip.
Yeah.
Where's the double?
I had no idea. I did it twice. I don't know. But I tell you something. They just don't want us to succeed, period, in being independent. That's how I feel about it. I am sorry, but if there's somebody who thinks that otherwise and actually can prove it to me otherwise, then, okay, I'll eat my words. Like
well, many times that's true. They don't want you to
yeah.
be
no, they don't. Independent.
Too independent.
Exactly. Because then they lose the money.
Yeah. Sure.
That's
why
so
the system has to change.
Yeah. I'm so lucky that you keep me on the straight and narrow in terms of, oh, Suzanne, you got to report this. Oh, Suzanne, you got to report. I'm so happy. You know, because sometimes when you're in a situation, you're not looking at the big picture, you know, and there always is a big picture, you know. If you don't look at that big picture, people will suffer. So if you are experiencing something and know how to solve the problem, by all means, share it with people. Because that will give you a proud feeling, number one, that you're helping people. Number two, your problem will be solved by just sharing with people and helping people, you know? That's how I feel, at least.
All right. Anybody in a nursing home
mm-hmm.
or in a hospital who is disabled and you need help, call Inner Sight. Call us. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but we will try.
Exactly.
I mean, this is more than the other damn places are doing. We will
That's
try
great.
To raise funds to
mm-hmm.
get you an aid.
That's right.
All right. We'll try.
I'm
not going to say we can do it, but we'll try.
Definitely. You know.
Now, why doesn't every agency make that commitment?
Or even, I got a step better, start a fund. Okay? That's how easy it is.
Yeah, of course.
Start a fund. Yeah. Even put the little jugs in people's, you know, possession if you have to, and let them start collecting for people who really need it, who really need to get out of the nursing homes or really need to get into an accessible housing or even get an aid while they're in the nursing home. a one-on-one aid. You know, believe me, I've been in old predicaments, and old predicaments look sour to me. It really does.
I mean, we shouldn't have to, no one should have to raise funds.
That's right.
The money's already there. But
we know that.
Obviously, it's not being administered in the right
Probably
way. Otherwise, the person would have their aid.
That's right. You know how many people agree with that assumption? That the aid, it's not even an assumption. It's a proven fact that people who have, you know, the help that they need on a one-to-one basis are doing a lot better in, say, a rehabilitation atmosphere that they need to do. Say they broke their hip, for argument's sake. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And
well, that makes sense.
Yeah. They'll be getting better because they have somebody there to protect them from falling or protect them from moving in the wrong direction or whatever. Whatever the case
sure.
may be. You know, and let me tell
that
you.
That makes sense.
It does. I had injured my knee, and they told me I had to keep it straight. So that made me, quote, eligible for the Hoyer lift. Oh, the Hoyer lift. I so love that thing.
Ugh.
No, I don't. It dropped me. I was in the air, and it dropped me straight to the concrete floor. I'm lucky I didn't break my back. I'm really very lucky. But, I mean, I didn't even get a chance. I went from one nursing home to another nursing home right after that. And my feeling about that is that they wanted to hide the fact that I fell off the damn Hoyer lift. And that's why when I went to a palliative care center in Manhattan and then came back, there was no bedroom for me. So I had to go to their sister facility. You know, I enjoyed the sister facility so much more that at any time I make that my priority. But now I don't enjoy anything else. I find it so cruel and so unusual punishment to a person who is used to a normal lifestyle in their own home. I find it cruel, you know?
Yeah. Do we have any callers?
We do, but they're listening. One is
right.
Listening. Okay.
All right. Inner Sight, and Friday night, don't forget, is our funnies.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some fun on that. We had Louie on for a little bit last night, and
no, I missed him.
Yeah.
Well,
so Friday we're
going to
have
well.
some real crazy stuff, you know.
I know. He got me back, and I know Lorena's been doing double. You know, being a listener and doing the applause and all the extra, you know, things. Thank you, Lorraine.
Yeah,
she
brought us some sound effects. Thank you, Lorraine.
Yeah, she's on
right.
Listening to the show. But
Inner Sight,
I thank her.
you know, it's really an insult to people who are disabled and who have worked in this country and who have, you know, who get Social Security and who have to struggle being in a nursing home because they can't have their home health aid.
That's correct.
That's an insult.
It's
How can you
insult.
Help people if
That's
you
right.
don't care about them?
That's right.
You know,
when
a person has to stay in a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
and lie in their waste. You know,
how good do you
and
feel?
Be neglected.
Yeah.
That means that the people operating that place does not care about them.
That's true.
That's exactly what it means.
I hate to say it, but that's true. Yeah.
And they should do something about that.
I agree. I mean,
and they haven't done anything.
Hard.
Haven't done a damn thing.
Right. It's not hard to do anything. It really is. I think it's easy, maybe because I've been through it so many times. But, you know, you start by, you know, putting your name on lists while you're in the nursing home. Okay? It sounds crazy, but you got to do it. You got to really, really push for that. And you do it. You put your name on lists when the apartment comes up and it's Section 8 or whatever – you go out.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people who own these places, the administrators.
Oh, yeah.
And the owners. They clearly show that they don't care about residents by allowing this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when the money is there for the home health aides.
That's right.
You know? I mean, the least they could do is join within a site and make a statement to the media that we don't like this. We want the home health aides in here. They
right.
won't even do that.
That's right.
I don't
Crazy.
Know of one nursing home or hospital that has ever made a statement like that because it cares enough about its people, patients.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Not a one. I've never heard of one.
That's right.
And I put the damn doctors in there, too. What the hell's the matter with these doctors? You want your
That's
person
true.
To get better?
Mm-hmm.
Stand up for them. Get
That's
the
right.
aids for them.
Mm-hmm.
The home health
yeah.
aides. They don't do a damn thing about it either.
Nope. Nothing.
I mean, the whole thing is insane. It's just horrible. It's like condemning somebody to a punishment. It really is.
It is. It sure is.
And if you're blind, it's even worse.
Oh, yeah. You can't have your dog in a nursing home. No, no. But I will fight them on that.
Well, I don't
God
know about
forbid.
That. I never heard guide dogs were allowed anywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
I don't think it's...
Guide dogs are allowed anywhere. They
know
should
that,
be...
They should be protected, but we'll see. I have
you know,
to
the
look
law,
into that. Yeah.
The law should protect people like that.
Yeah, it should.
I've never had a situation like that, but...
Mm. I'd like to find that out. That might be a not... that to combine nursing homes and the fact of guide dogs, oh, my God. You know, that would be something that we would have to look into and see if it's...
The guide dog school would probably say if the person... can't have the dog in a nursing home. We'll take it back.
Yeah, and euthanize
and hold it.
It
for them.
Yeah, right.
But I wouldn't count on them.
I wouldn't count on them. Oh no, they're another place where they would want to hurt you and not care. You know.
See, here's where the money comes in again. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If a person had an aide. Let's say a blind person,
right.
and they had their guide dog with them in the nursing home,
mm-hmm.
and the money for the aid was provided for in their name. They could pay that aid. You know, I don't feel good today. Take my dog out.
That's right. Yeah.
It's all about the money again.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
It sure is.
Because if you fight them on it, what's going to happen is they're going to say, well, how is this person, if they're bedridden, let's say, they're blind, how are they going to take the dog out and take care of the dog? The answer is the money is there for the aid.
That's right.
Who can help them do that?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But the problem is... the money's not with the person, it's with the agency.
That's for sure. That's for
there
damn
it is
sure.
Again. So, Inner Sight is determined to turn these places into accessible housing. That's the best solution that I've ever heard of.
Yeah. We thought of that
Something
together
that
and.
Everybody needs.
That's right.
All right, let's see. One more reminder.
Yeah.
Public service. Milton, the guide dog, killed last July at the guide dog school. Tonight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. see the story with yours truly and Tom, the husband of Michelle, the woman who lost her dog through the guide dog school. If you're in Manhattan, it's 1997 on the channel, Verizon 35, Verizon Files, or RCN 84.
Wow.
Those are the channels in Manhattan. If you're,
I wish there was the Fios. I wish I could find the Fios for the Long Island channels, but they don't have it.
No, it's in Manhattan.
Yeah, it is.
So, A Day for Milton coming up May 19th at the brewery, Belport Hall. What was that address again? 14?
Yeah, let me look at it.
Station, 14 Station
right.
Road.
That's correct.
11 to 2, and we will be having A Day for Milton. You know, you're welcome to come. Bring your dog. Bring the puppies.
No.
And
have fun.
Celebrate
Milton. 14 Station Road, Belport, New York, 11713. Just in case.
Right. So don't miss the show tonight. If you do, it's on again next week. And by the way, tomorrow night, it's on Altice. It's local. 9:30 Channel 20.
All right.
For Long Island people. So we're on two nights in a row, one international in Manhattan and one tomorrow night local. All right, you can check our Twitter. How did we do with that Twitter? Anything on it?
Oh, the tweet that we did today? Let me look.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Telling
I hope
people
I get it
about
in
Milton
time.
And all that.
Oh, come on, Suzanne.
I want to thank all of our friends for helping. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. One of our friends.
Okay, here, we got some
inner
activity.
Sight. What?
You ready? We got some activity.
Oh, what does it say?
It says here, 11 impressions, two engagements, and two detail expands. So we had a lot of people just, you know, look at the tweet and just pass it along. That's the impressions. The engagements is when somebody actually said, oh, this is interesting, and they clicked on it, okay? And then we have two detail expands where they actually went into it and expanded everything to
that
look at what it
was about.
That
was from today's tweet?
Yep.
All right, can you send that again after the show?
Yes, I was going to.
Yeah. Now, read that for people. Can you read that?
Hang on, I don't know. My eye is tearing very badly. No, Frank, I can't. I can't see it right
Twitch
now.
Twitch your eye and read it.
We got 90 seconds, though. Oh, I wish I could.
All right.
You
have to read it very fast. All right, look for our tweet.
Yes, please.
You know, we don't want to have another, you'll knock your eye out, Ralphie.
Listen, pain in the butt. I'm going to get that for the Friday Night Follies.
All right, you can't see it.
No.
Well, you read the results.
I did. Yeah, it was big.
Well, how come you can't read the tweet?
It's small.
Oh. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Don't forget tonight, mnn.org, Spirit Channel 3 on the Internet.
One more minute, less.
Where most people can watch, and the three different channels in the Manhattan, 1997, RCN 84, and Verizon Files 35. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everybody, and have a good evening. And goodbye, world. Inner sight. Take care. Bye-bye.